Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word. Unfortunately, tonight we were supposed to interview my homie Jay Hostile, but something came up. We had to postpone that for next week. So if you came on and you was trying to holler at my man Jay Hostile, don't worry, we'll get him back next week. In the meantime, we're going to do our smooth drama thing. Now, if you want to holler at me, number 646-929-2037. Because as always, we're going to talk shit. Once again, the number is 646-929-2037. And if you want to email me, got something on your mind, you won't call, but you can email me. Dick@smoothdrama.com. I got you. Once again, Dick@smoothdrama.com. We can take care of all that. And being the sociable guy that I am, you know, if you're in the social networking, you want to holler back and forth, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, tag, MySpace, my yearbook. Man, I'm in a couple of virtual worlds. Not that I'm in there, but I'm in there. So if you want to add me, Facebook, tag, MySpace, my yearbook, Bebo, High Five, all them, I'm Dick Hugger. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm Smooth Drama. Follow me. I follow you. We can go back and forth and have a good time and, you know, do our thing. And first order of business, most of y'all know, NCAA tournament. We're going into the Final Four this weekend. I've unfortunately, we had a bracket. I came in fifth place, so I'm conceding defeat since it's all wacky. No number one seed made it. I'm trying to think if a number two seed made it. You know, as it stands, VCU, UConn, Kentucky, and Butler are the Final Four. I don't think anybody had that. I mean, these real people. Now, I know there are some people who fill out like 35 brackets each, so that they make sure that they have it right, so they look smart to themselves, so they'll just take any and all people. But I ain't, that's not my style. I'm a one and done kind of guy. I'm gonna do my one set of picks and let it roll. Unfortunately, this year I did worse than I did last year. At least I came in second place. This year I came in fifth place. Special shout out to our first place bracketeer, happens to be one of my good friends from the hip hop group HISD, play their music all the time, Scotty Spitten, one of the MCs. He came in first place. Yeah, I just want to give a special shout out. I love you and I hate you. And the other three people who finished in front of me also, all four of y'all, I love you and I hate you. And y'all can't be in the bracket next year. Anybody who finished ahead of me can't be in the bracket no more. That's just the way it is. Anyway, just wanted to add that. Now, kind of pissed off that we get to talk about what's happening here. Dish Network got a promotion in Montana where if you sign up for Dish Network packages at Radio Shack in as Hamilton, you get rewarded with a pistol or a shotgun. And if you're not interested in the gun offer, you can pick a $50 Pizza Hut gift card. I'm upset. I have Dish Network. And quite honestly, I feel like I should call them up and say, hey, where's my gun? You know what I got? I got 6 free rentals for some movies that I really don't even like. You know, they have a certain set of movies. I don't even like none of them. So it's like I got like 3-4 rentals left. I could have had a gun. Or some pizza? It's a hard choice. Gun or pizza? Only in Montana, I guess. And everybody in Montana is strapped. Or at least everybody with Dish Network in Montana is strapped. That's just funny. Sign up and you can get a gun. For cable. How come we don't get that everywhere else? I'm just curious. Yes, it's one of those things. Anyway, I also wanted to talk about another one of my pet peeves. I really and truly hate snakes. If you know me, if you've listened to the show in the past, you know that I have no love for snakes whatsoever. I mean, snakes are like, So, and I read the story about the New York Zoo, the Bronx Zoo in particular, where they had a poisonous cobra which vanished from its the reptile area. How the hell does a cobra get out of a locked enclosure? And you know, they closed it down. I'm like, shit, I'd never go to the damn zoo ever again. You think about it. Cobras are poisonous. And it's only a certain amount of anti-venom that they have here in the United States. You just happen to be in the wrong area where they don't have anti-venom, or as you know, if you don't have the right kind of insurance, or if you don't have your proof of insurance with you, that's your ass. They will, you know how they do. They won't do anything for you. They'll just let it go. So when I read this, like, it's a 20-inch long Egyptian cobra, highly venomous species of the snake. And it's been unaccounted for since Friday afternoon. Yeah, and of course, the zoo officials, they're all calling. They're like, they're confident it hasn't gone far and isn't in a public area. And they said its enclosure was in an isolation area, not open to visitors. I'm like, so how in the hell did it get free? I mean, 20 inches is long. It's long to me. Well, shit, 1 inch is too long for me as far as a poisonous snake goes. You talking about 20 inches? Woo! It's a poison? I'm done. I'm done. Oh, so, if you're in New York, stay away from the zoo, like anywhere in the area of the zoo, because they're saying it like, oh yeah, it's no big deal. It couldn't have got far, but they haven't found it yet. Yeah, I'm not feeling that at all. I am not feeling that at all. Another thing I'm not feeling. Amber Crombie has made a bikini for kids. Yeah, I mean, I'm down for bikinis. You know, bikinis are cool. You know, and Amber Crombie made the push-up bra bikini for preteens. I'm like, what the hell is that? You know, I'm sure everybody with a daughter is like, yeah, that's what I wanted to see. That's what I want to get my daughter. I want to get my preteen a push-up bikini top bikini. You know, you wonder where they get these folks from. When they make these things, and who's like, yeah, this is a great idea right here. Push-up bikini top for preteens. Every 10-year-old girl's got to have one. It's taking style and taking it to the next level. See, this is what I talk about when I say stupid people. Right there. On the nose. And on that note, we gonna go into our first break. This is a song I'm playing here. It's Chino XL. Water.
I'm more known for beats than Bad Boy and Death Row. So when I'm finished rocking, I'm here. You fucking asshole. Get on stage at Summer Jam, pissed on the front row. And have the whole crowd screaming out. You fucking asshole. You love me or hate me, but you can't stop my dough. Cuba do Castro. Let me see the middle fingers up high.
Now
what the fuck you gonna do?
Yo, I'ma spit to my whole body, devoid of all the fluid. And you can't even do it.
What?
Imagine that weight I could get. You just as cool as see Britney any fears on the cover of Jet. The government is after me. Sting internationally, dastardly after it. Give them seeds from the illest yellow bastard beat. Battle me and win if we battle to see who's the brokest. I'm sick of them seeing Kelly Price doing the robot. Sick of them finding out firsthand Jennifer Lopez can't fuck. And seeing Richard Pryor in his wheelchair doing stand up. And what a first mama, homie stay in my place. Still never met my match like my ass and shot my face. Got real ways to bring terror. Do you better think twice about fucking around with me like you see Tia and Tamara. Or avoid me totally, or consider with caution. Similar to deciding whether or not to drink after Magic Johnson. I squash and hunt men with David Carradine type Kung Fu. The rappers I write rhymes for should be writing rhymes for you.
More known for beats than Bad Boy and Death Row. When I'm finished rocking, I'm here.
You fucking asshole.
Get on stage at Summer Jam, piss on the front row. And have the whole crowd screaming out.
You fucking asshole.
Either love me or hate me, but you can't stop my dough. I keep all the dope niggas thinking.
You fucking asshole.
The girl recognize me like Cubans do Castro. Let me see the middle fingers up high.
You fucking asshole.
Clark told me just kill it when I write rhymes. But how many murders can I commit in one lifetime? I never quit. I remain on Chino, mentally, verbally, off the beat rack like Rocky Balboa trained on. Storm rappers from New York to L.A. I'm the hottest Latin entertainer since Ricky Martin and Gage. Way lyrics and ways, not invented yet. Make you look weaker than that Public Enemy record they selling over the internet. I'm spending that money, I'm about to bloody up your best shirt. My heart's lagging the entire WB network. Catch you at the concert, sweaty like Gerald LaVert or Slim Fast. You ain't gonna shoot at you with a fin blast. Bitch ass, I'm hopeless, slap heavy D, I focus. I talk so much shit I could swallow a dozen rolls of foes. It's something that I can't let survive. I hate to end this off on a bad note like SWV Live.
I'm more known for beats than Bad Boy and Death Row. When I'm finished rocking, I'm here.
You fucking asshole.
Get on stage at Summer Jam, piss on the front row. And have the whole crowd screaming out.
You fucking asshole.
You love me or hate me, but you can't stop my dough. I keep all the broke niggas thinking.
You fucking asshole.
Your girl recognize me like Cuban Stu Castro. Let me see the middle fingers up high.
You fucking asshole.
Yeah. Del Pino is a Pino Dub. no love. Doing this mostly for the money, like the PMD reunion was. Take the first date. To death, a sure thing, like head from a French girl in the first date. But don't hate the greatest, best life form. Breathe oxygen, rocking hotter than hydrogen. Serving the verbal fiber and slobbering, it ain't right. The industry ruined my life. I've been blackballed like I'm Cuba Gooding Jr.'s white wife. A high price, leave you dead above the waist. I'm the artist without a pound of makeup on my face. My verbal assault extends way beyond battle rhyme. Versus the mind, like instruction guides to the human mind. And don't miss a line, but you can rewind, so it don't even matter. Like if the light is left off or on to a man blind. He's whack, slow down the pace. I'm whack, I'll just retire and blame it on God. Like me, yo, I'm more known for beats than Bad Boy and Death Row. So when I'm finished rocking, I hear, you fucking asshole. You don't think that Summer Jam piss on the front row. And have the whole crowd screaming out, you fucking asshole. You love me or hate me, but you can't stop my dough. Keep all the broke niggas thinking, you fucking asshole. Recognize me like Cuba do Castro. Let me see the middle fingers up high, you fucking asshole. More known for beats than Bad Boy and Death Row. So when I'm finished rocking, I hear, you fucking asshole. You don't say that Summer Jam piss on the front row. And have the whole crowd screaming now, you fucking asshole. You love me or hate me, but you can't stop my dough.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. at the N-word. Gotta say it. That was Chino XL. Water. As you know, the rhymes flow out of him like water. Anyway. Got a question from Soul in the Hole, who's saying, too bad Barry, and I'm assuming we're talking about Barry Bonds, will miss the Hall of Fame. I don't think that he should, actually. I mean, if we're going to kick him out of the Hall of Fame, you kind of have to kick everybody who was caught doing something illegal out of the Hall of Fame. I mean, who's going to be in there? I mean, didn't Ty Cobb kill a man? He's in the Hall of Fame. I mean, Barry Bonds, essentially, he took steroids like half the league. And in between taking the steroids with half the league or HGH, whichever, I mean, you hear what his ex-jilted lover was talking about in her testimony this week. She was talking about how he wasn't sexually right. It made his nuts shrink, and you know he was sexually inadequate. So for me, I'm like, what did he gain? You know, I mean, he was already going to be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, pre-steroids, if you look at his numbers, I of course don't have them in front of me, but man was ripping off crazy numbers when he was with the Pittsburgh Pirates. I mean, that alone was, you know, his numbers to get into the Hall of Fame. Now, my blogger makes a correct point saying he did not need them, and I retort, yeah, none of them needed the steroids, HGH or whatnot. But if you look at it, I mean, baseball knew what was going on. They knew all these dudes. I mean, perfect example. There was a guy, Brady Anderson. I believe in his free agent year, he hit 50 home runs. Before that, my man had never hit over like 15 home runs in his life. But in his free agency year, he hit I mean, you look at the cats. Everybody got buffed up everybody was, I mean, it used to be the standard was 30 home runs, and all of a sudden, the standard was 50. Everybody was hitting 50. You know, they start talking about the juice balls and all that. I mean, we all know it was the juice players. I mean, another case in point, you look at the NFL. NFL has an overabundance of 300-pound, 350-pound men with 3-4% body fat. Now, come on. We know that ain't natural. I mean, you can get fat. Don't get me wrong. You can get big. But can you get big like that naturally and run a 4.5, 4.6? No. We all know that it's the drugs. Somebody want to come out and say that it hurts the game. I mean, look, we know these guys are all going to die young. I mean, it's been a few, Lyle Zedo, Gerald Warren of the Saints. I mean, these guys were in their 40s, and they died. It's one of those things. I mean, you looked at the wrestling. I remember watching the special, and I didn't get all the details on it, but they were showing how all these wrestlers who were taking the steroids and whatever, and how they were all having heart attacks and dying and things of that nature. I mean, the health problems, and that's what they did for the fame, unfortunately. Yeah, it is what it is. People do what they feel like they need to get that money. But you can't take it with you. And so you talk about quality of life. I mean, you live it up for them 10, 15 years that you're doing it, and then the rest of your life, if you're lucky, to be able to keep your faculties, or you'll be like some of these guys who, because of the many concussions that they had, they can't remember where they're going as far as driving home goes. So, I mean, you know, what's quality of life when you're 50, your brain dead. But you had a mansion, I guess. Thumbs up. You made it happen. You lived that glamorous life. But at 42, your brain dead. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, I understand it. There's the quality of life. You hear people talk about quality of life all the time, and I want to live large, but you're living large at what cost to your own personal well-being. You know, don't know. But I do know this. Everybody out there, including myself, they coming for us. Last week, Washington, D.C. federal judge Beryl Howell ruled on three mass file-sharing lawsuits. Now, judges in Texas, West Virginia, and Illinois, they had all kind of threw the lawsuits out, saying they were defective in various ways. But Howell was like, no, and gave the cases the green light. So attorneys basically could use the federal courts to sue thousands of people at once and then issue mass subpoenas to internet providers. So basically what's going to happen is all the people who've been doing the file swapping, which they thought was legitimate, all that shit going away. BitTorrent, for those of you who know what a BitTorrent is, you know, getting that software, downloading it, and using it, and downloading movies off the net or watching movies free on the net or pay-per-view on the net. I've done that. I shouldn't have said that on the air, huh? Anyway. also, there's the people who, even if you're someone who rips your movies, if you rip the movies that you actually own and put them on your iPad or whatnot, and that can get you in trouble also. I mean, it's going to be crazy. You figure after they're done, I mean, I'll be scared to check my email or check the damn mail. I would not want, I would not want to see that email. I mean, you remember there was a woman who was doing file sharing, and I think she shared like 10, 15 songs, and she got an $84,000 bill. I mean, we know that they're going to be ridiculous with it because, as we know it, they are losing a lot of money. The industry is not doing well because people, sort of like what happened like with the Wolverine movie when it was pre-release over the last year, a year before that. You know, there are a lot of movies that get pre-released and downloaded. They're losing money, and not a lot of people are, you know, have that disposable income. So how are they going to get it? They're going to jump in our pockets. So if you've ever done any file sharing, any downloading of anything illegally, if you're on your iPod sharing your movies to anybody, you might want to cut that out, like trying to get that free software off the internet. It may sound tempting. But you may want to stop because they are definitely coming. But on a lighter note, you know, well, I know one of my bloggers who said, yeah, the internet too will be more government controlled, and look what happened in the Middle East when the uprisings broke out. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's funny because it was one of those issues where here in the United States, we kind of have those same controls. In effect, they have been talking about that for a while now, the giving the president the internet kill power. You know, and basically the internet kill switch is them. They're going to cut the towers off so that you or I can't communicate with each other, and we can't basically see the atrocities that would be happening across the nation. That's basically what it is. When they talk about cutting off communications, cutting off the internet, it's not to protect us. It's to make sure that we can't see how bad it is across the nation. Basically, you'll be able to watch TV and see the doctored up news that they will put out there, in effect. That's basically how they do these things, and I expect it to fully happen. So stay tuned. We know it's coming because you see all the laws that have been enacted here that allows the government to stop you from being able to revolt. I mean, you can't even express a negative opinion, you know, which is technically what they say this country was founded on. Unfortunately, it doesn't go down like that. You know, so many acts, the Patriot Act. I mean, I wonder where are we going. But as far as the internet goes, hey, you may not be able to see what's going on revolutionary-wise as far as the internet goes, but you'll be able to gamble online because of what's been going on. As we all know that, and if you don't know, you've been living under a rock, literally. The United States is not doing that well financially. And that goes for the states also. So several states, Iowa, Florida, California, and Nevada in particular, are in negotiations to legalize online poker. They say in part to help close the budget gaps. it's funny. Now, what they're talking about doing, and proponents argue that they can mandate consumer protection for players who these days must deal with often shadowy foreign entities in order to play. But they're saying, in effect, that if it's here and you're based in the United States, it won't be shadowy and it won't be messy. I find that hilarious. I'm like, okay, so you're talking about closing the budget gap by putting more people in debt, because that, of course, is how you do it. You don't create jobs programs. You don't create infrastructure to help out with the jobs. Nah, that makes too much sense. What you do is you create online gambling, because obviously the lotto is not enough. I remember how the lottery was supposed to, I know here in California, the lottery was supposed to pay for the schools. Now, it seems to me a lot of people play the lotto. There's an inordinate amount of money that goes to the lottery. But some reason we are still cutting the budget from the school. Where is that money going? I mean, the lottery was set up where the money was supposed to go to the schools. But somehow, none of that money filters that way. I don't know. I don't know what to say. On that note, gonna take another break here. This is House of M, the Oath.
I'm just a laid back kind of guy, fresh fade kind of fly. People know the name, cause the name is in my design. Say whatever's on my mind, I ain't gonna apologize. People be amazed every time the prompt say a rhyme. They say that I don't look or act like a rapper. That's judging the cover. Well, you should at least read a chapter. A lot of people mistake my confidence for arrogance. But how you gonna judge me when you don't know Darius? Hell yeah, my self-esteem through the roof. My words are the truth, I'm empowering the youth. I tell them that it's okay to stray from the group. When you innovate, people imitate. Tell you what you do. Now some people will hate, they don't know what's cool. They don't even know themselves cause they're a little confused. But that's life, that's the way that it goes. So if you feel like I feel, you should take the oath.
It's me, hate it or love it or you can suck it. It doesn't really matter, your opinion means nothing. I'm strong sense of self, I love being free. Who made you the authority on who I should be? It's me, hate it or love it or you can suck it. It doesn't really matter, your opinion means nothing. I'm strong sense of self, I love being free.
authority on who I should be. Some girls think that I'm ugly, some think that I'm cute, some think that I'm fine, but I don't really pay it no mind, cause my physical appearance ain't what make me divine. It's my great personality and power of mind. So when people start talking and I just stop listening and never get caught up in other people's opinions, cause if you do that, you lose identity, and once you do that, you liable to do anything. It's on TV all the time, man, you see it. Too many young ladies, they wind up bulimic. Too many young ladies read the magazine and strive overlook the beauty that they can achieve. It's become somewhat of an epidemic here, developing negative body images. Man, I hate that that's the way that it goes, so put your hands in the sky, people take the oath.
It's me, hate it or love it or you can fuck it. It doesn't really matter, your opinion means nothing. Got a strong sense of self, I love being free. Who made you the authority on who I should be? It's me, hate it or love it or you can fuck it. It doesn't really matter, your opinion means nothing. Got a strong sense of self, I love being free. Who made you the authority on who I should be?
Yo, I learned to live in this world that's conservative. Well, anything that's different is labeled as alternative. People fear what they don't understand. Now I'm the voice of a band of geeks and outcasts. I'm not thugging, not killing, not dealing. In fact, my image is clean, it's big, mama chilling. But it's all good, cause I'm seen by the chillings. And there ain't enough positive from seeds that be spitting. So why the seeds so afraid to dream? And why I got a front, why I can't be me? We need more Gandhis, more Dr. King. We got enough whack of seeds rocking bling. We need more Oprahs, more philanthropists handling biz instead of generations after them. Yo, that should be the way that it goes. So put your hand to the sky, people take the oath.
With me, hate it or love it or you can fuck it. It doesn't really matter, your opinion means nothing. Got a strong sense of self, I love being free. Who made you the authority on who I should be? It's me, hate it or love it or you can fuck it. It doesn't really matter, your opinion means nothing. Got a strong sense of self, I love being free. Who made you the authority on who I should be?
Together you got it.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word. That was House of M, The Oath. Hate it or love it, you can suck it. Hate it or love it, or you can suck it. Yeah, I said it. Hate it or love it, or you can suck it. Got a strong sense of self. I love being me. Gave you the authority of who I should be. Anyway. Speaking of authority on who we should be, now, anybody been paying attention about the Wisconsin laws and Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin bid him and his homies to take away the bargaining rights of the little guy. the law had been stopped. It had been overthrown by a judge. Unfortunately, what ends up happening is after the judge ordered last week that the law is not implemented, the Senate, they go ahead on and they publish the law despite the court order. Now, the Revenue Bureau Director Steve Miller insisted the action doesn't mean the law takes effect Saturday. He says that it won't actually happen until Secretary of State Doug La Follette orders the law published in the newspaper. And of course, the judge ordered last week that La Follette not do anything. Now, color me bad if I'm not understanding this correctly. They pass a law. The judge says the law is unconstitutional. So what do? They go over the judge's head and decide to publish the law anyway. Now, let me get this straight. If you or I were told that it is against the law to do something, and we do it anyway, we are subject to being arrested, put in jail, or especially if we do something in the court. If I'm not mistaken, that is contempt of court. I mean, there should be some type of punishment involved here, because this was something that the judge, who knows the law probably a tad bit better than these guys who fake the people of Wisconsin out. Now, I'm going to say, people of Wisconsin, be watching y'all next year to see if y'all vote these dudes out. I mean, because obviously they don't have your best intentions at heart, obviously. Where they don't have good intentions towards you. I mean, because the right to collectively bargain is very important. I know some folks look at union and see union and say, oh, well, there's the people who are getting over. And, yeah, that happens. But at the same time, not everybody in the union is getting over. And they'll always throw out an example. Well, there's somebody who's inferior in the union, and he or she, they have a job when they're not qualified to have said job, whatnot, they're weak, whatever. Yeah, that may be true, but you're talking about one or two cases. What about everybody else? The right to collectively bargain, and understand, if you can't collectively bargain, that makes you an individual fighting against a group who are collectively legislating against you. Kind of how that works. I am collectively legislating against you, but you can't collectively bargain against me. You see how that goes? So you'll have a powerful company who basically can slam your little ass into the dirt, and there's nothing you can do about it, because collectively you can't come together, because it's against the law. So basically, it's against the law to fight against corporate oppression. Now, you know, I like to talk about haters. I mean, you can't get no more hateristic than that. I mean, that is haterism to the highest level. Big shout out to the now deceased Robin Harris. Hate-stivity. That's the highest level of hate-stivity that there ever could be. I mean, you know, we can gang up on you, the little guy, making 20, 30, 40,000, and we're millionaires and billionaires. We can crush you. And that's the law that came into being. Because y'all listen to them. I don't know what platforms they ran on, but I don't think it should matter. All these cats, to me, if the people who vote, and we know it's not a lot of people who vote nowadays, but if you aren't voting, you should be registering to vote. whether it be with the homie that's sitting out in front of your grocery store, or a lot of you, if you're listening, obviously you have the internet, you can register online to vote. Done it. And you should be voting those cats out. Everybody who voted for that bill should be voted out. Because obviously, if they voted for that bill, Republican or Democrat, it doesn't matter what the political affiliation is, they don't care about your little ass. That's the contempt that they show for you. And they're so contemptuous that they even got the law stopped and was like, you know what, the hell with that. We're going to publish the shit anyway. There ain't nothing you can do about it. Now, technically, last time I checked, they supposed to work for you. You don't work for them. Somehow the shit just got mixed up here. The public servant is supposed to serve the public, not the public serve him or her. Am I missing it? did I miss it? I'm confused. You know, where did it go? Where did you start going down the line where the people just don't care that they getting screwed over and that these guys can lie to you and it's no big deal? We gonna just let it fly and that'll be it. Yeah, you can lie to us. It hurts, but I guess. You know, are you so apathetic that you don't care and somebody can slap the shit out you and it's no big deal? Then slap the shit out of your kids and they kids? I mean, because that's basically what it is. I don't know. You know, it doesn't make sense. But it makes no more sense than the fact that some reason OMG and LOL got added to the dictionary. Now, for me, it doesn't really matter either way. I mean, obviously, I know what they mean. OMG, LOL. But the fact they're in the dictionary, there's one good thing for me. When I'm playing Scrabble online, I can use OMG and LOL now. That's the only difference to me. I mean, it's no different than when they added bling. It's like, okay, I can use bling in Scrabble now. That's the only effect that it, I mean, we're creating words to put in the dictionary. Yeah, WTF. Can we get WTF? Why we don't have WTF? We need... To get a petition. If we're going to have OMG and LOL, we need WTF. Yeah. I'm going to make my mission in life. Hell with the important shit that's happening. We are going to make these initials into words because that's where it's at. That's what's going down. You know what's funny is I read that along these same lines, well, I don't know if it's along these same lines, where there was a study that says the United States has the highest bipolar rate in the 11-nation study. The United States lifetime rate of bipolar disorder is at 4.4. And India has the lowest with 0.1. So basically, they're saying that the United States is the craziest damn country in the world. I ain't trying to make fun of folks as bipolar. I understand it and recognize that, hey, that's, you know, it's a serious illness, and if you happen to suffer from bipolarism, or you happen to be bipolar, it's not something that you can take lightly, and I don't take it lightly. We know how hard it is out here for folks who are quote unquote normal, much less, you know, you're bipolar. It makes me wonder, you know, because I'm a conspiracy theorist. Y'all might have recognized that. I wouldn't call it a shock that the United States would have the highest rate of bipolar disorder out of 11 nations. Because I think that part of it is because of the drug trade. Or as I like to point out week after week, month after month, good old the long-term effects of COINTELPRO. You know, COINTELPRO being that U.S. conspiracy program to shut down the country's militant tone by drugging the population up. I mean, people who are drugged up don't tend to call you on shit that you're doing wrong. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going wrong here in the United States. And drugged up, I mean, we consume billions of dollars in illegal and legal drugs year after year. I mean, we medicate with the best of them. I don't know if anybody medicates themselves better than we do. I mean, we've got a long assortment of drugs. I mean, you start making up shit that's wrong with you, and they creating a drug for it. And hell, the side effects are worse than what they were trying to cure. I mean, I got a runny nose, whatnot. I have slight problems with my nose. I take Mucinex and whatnot, but I might get stomach cramps and irritable bowel syndrome. And that's just depressing. I'd rather just have some toilet tissue. You know? Yeah, what happens to some Vicks Vapor Rub as opposed to that? You know, I mean, and one of the bloggers is adding that there's a medical pill for the kid who are diagnosed with ADD. I mean, we know ADD, and I think of ADD along the lines of bipolarism as something that is a byproduct of our diet and the chemicals that have been fed into our food, water, and in some cases air. I mean, there was a report where they were talking about how bad air can cause strokes. That's real serious. And you know, you think about a place like LA, you know, that whole LA area where the sun barely can get through that cloud of whatever the hell that is. You know, it's slowly killing folks. Or taking time off your time off of your life. And the funny part about that is now they're talking about taking on your entitlements, and they're, when I say taking on your entitlements, they're talking about cutting the Social Security and the Medicare to shrink the federal debt. They even considered going from 65 to 67 and from 67 to 69, the gradual retirement age. Now, you think about that. It's not a lot of people who get to 65. And hell, even if you do get to 65, what kind of money are you going to get? I mean, you talking about the retirement and the little money that you put in, the inflation makes that money nothing. I mean, you're not going, what you going to get? You talk about your rent will be, by the time you think about now, by the time I get to retirement age, okay, the rent will be $2,000-$3,000 a month with the inflation. So not only will I be waiting, I mean, because we know the age discrimination that happens once you get past a certain age, they don't want to hire you. So you can't get a job, or you can't get real gainful employment, so, which is why you see that proliferation of older Walmart greeters. And in between, in your golden years, when you should be able to retire and sit on the porch and drink some lemonade and talk about the young whippersnappers going by, you can't even do that because you got to work your ass off just to make that rent, you know, because it's not out here to be successful. And that's where we at. And they talking about cutting it. I mean, 65 is tough to get to with the life expectancy the way it is. I mean, we talked about pro athletes. I just talked about it earlier. Pro athletes who are making a lot of money dying in their 40s. And hell, a lot of people eat and act like them. And they're dying in their 40s. In early 50s, if they get there. So 65, I mean, what happens to that money that they put? We don't know. It's a serious issue. I mean, yeah, they don't want to pay. They don't want to get up off of anything. You know? Now, I don't know what the solution is. I know the answer is folks mentally coming to the table, taking back your community. It's what you got to do. Now, people take the by any means necessary holding a gun, but by any means necessary means by any means necessary, like thinking, politically holding your community together and holding it accountable. That's not violence. That's just being smart and taking care of you and yours in your neighborhood. And on that note, I want to thank y'all for listening. And I'm Dick Hugger, Smooth Drama. I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth.
She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.